Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good morning, and welcome to our service of worship from Holy Angels Parish in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. Thank you for joining us for this time of prayer and worship. We're enriched by your presence with us. This is Bishop Deb, inviting you now to join us for a time of prayer. Let's quieten our hearts, and we begin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us now take a moment and reflect on those things we've said and done which we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here is the collect of the day. O God, wisdom of the universe, you bear the pain of your people. Grant us the gift of wisdom, that we may discern your way and live justly and graciously amid the struggles of this world. Amen. Our first reading is from the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah, starting at the 4th verse. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. Here ends the first reading. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. From there, and Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home and found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and Redeemer. Well, dear friends out there, who needed a word of encouragement today? I hope that you feel somewhat better after hearing those readings. Again and again, we are reminded about the depths and the lengths our loving God will go to show us the master plan that's in place for each of our lives. And what is that master plan? To love God, to love our neighbor, to love ourselves. And in living a love-filled, grateful life, we find that we are embraced by this Creator who will go to extremes to assist us. The writer of Isaiah tells us, "Be strong, do not fear. Here comes your God who will save you and set things to right." The psalmist praises God and details the way in which God is our protector and defender, and tells us the ways in which God will work in our lives to bring to us healing, guidance, and grace. We hear in these readings the common themes of ears being opened, the blind seeing, those who are downtrodden and without hope being lifted up by our Creator. And it's a common statement that's made by Jesus throughout the Gospels. He tells a story, and he ends it with something like, "For those who have ears to hear," or "those who have eyes to see," something similar to that. He's inviting people not just to look with the physical, our physical senses, but to look beyond, to be aware of the spiritual lessons being presented. What we see and hear with our spiritual eyes and ears can be very different than what we see, we regard, we understand with our five senses. Sometimes it can even mean a breakthrough in our spiritual growth, in our understanding. We see God in a new way. We understand our purpose in a new way. From the spiritual standpoint, suddenly it's as though someone turns on a bright light. Everything becomes colorful, and we get the message that has great meaning for us personally, something spoken to our hearts. We are physical and spiritual beings, and often we are way out of balance on these two realms, if you will. Just talking in the facts from physical reality around us, you know, we get mired in the physical, our bodies hurt, things are presented to us that appear real, that are very real to our perception. But the thing is, if we have eyes to see spiritually, we would know that we are accompanied by angels. We are surrounded by heavenly assistance each and every moment of our lives. We are never, ever alone. We are surrounded supremely by love in each and every moment of our life. But because of our physical attention, we don't often see what's happening on the spiritual. If we had ears to hear, we would know the voice of the Holy Spirit, God's very own voice whispering in our hearts. The voices of angels telling us we're all right. Don't fear. It's going to be okay. Reassuring us, telling us not to be afraid, and offering direction to our prayers, answers, and responses when we need it most. When we open to the spiritual part of ourselves, we realize that we are never alone. Absolutely, we are beloved, and we're here on this planet to live a life of peace and joy. And we would also know that there's nothing in this life that could ever, ever separate us from the love of God, in this world or in the world to come. It's never too late to take the opportunity to work on that balance between living in the physical and living in the spiritual. A daily time of prayer and meditation is a great way to tune up our spiritual ears, to receive the blessings and assistance from the source itself that will help us as we venture out and move through the world. Now, opening our ears to hear that still small voice of truth in our hearts is such a blessing. And you know, I think in the Gospel reading today, Jesus even had to work on this lesson. In the Gospel, we hear an interesting encounter between Jesus and a Gentile woman. Her daughter is experiencing a terrible calamity, which is described as a possession. She's possessed by a demon. And it's kind of surprising. Jesus speaks to her really abruptly. In fact, he's kind of rude and dismissive. Now, she's a woman, and she, by custom and tradition, should not be speaking to him directly. He wanted privacy, and she's invading it. She isn't one of his people. And so he feels she couldn't possibly understand what his ministry was all about. His mission was to save the Hebrew people, to bring them back to the love of God. And this woman did not even know his God. But she is relentless. She will not give up. She gets on her knees, and she challenges him. And in that encounter, something happens to Jesus. Instead of sending her away, I think he comes to a new understanding. I think his ears, were opened to a new truth. And perhaps her worry and her concern touched his heart and opened it in a way that he didn't expect. Perhaps in that moment, he realized, he saw, he understood that God would not deny this woman anything. She was one of his children too. And even if she wasn't one of the people of Israel, she needed help. Her love of her daughter and her willingness to take anything he would give her, the crumbs from the table, the way that she spoke those words, I think moved him deeply. And he responds to her, "Your daughter is healed." Having said that, your daughter is healed. Following that healing, he opens the ears of a deaf man. He frees his tongue, and he tells the people that witness this not to say anything. But when one witnesses such a remarkable and life-changing event, it's hard not to praise God and to tell the world, which is exactly what happened. They went off praising God and telling about the amazing things that Jesus did. That's the response when we come to understand just how much we're loved and enfolded by God's grace. We are full of praise. We're full of thanksgiving. When we see the world with spiritual eyes, then we see miracles all around us. It's like we have this breakthrough, and everything is filled with wonder. Miracles abound. When we hear through the ears that know the voice of God's loving words, then we cannot help but reach out and share that love, that amazement with others. Today, may you be comforted by these words, and may you feel the love surrounding you in this moment and in every moment. And may you know with certainty that you are upheld and that God is ever present in whatever circumstance you may face. And may you be blessed to share these spiritual truths with others. Amen. And now we continue in our service with a time of intercessory prayer. We praise your abiding guidance, O God, for you sent us Jesus, our teacher and Messiah, to model for us the way of love for the whole universe. We offer these prayers of love on behalf of ourselves and our neighbors, on behalf of your creation and our fellow creatures. We pray for the leaders of nations, for those in authority, that justice, equality, and love would guide every decision. We pray for religious leaders of every faith and language, that divine love would be taught, that compassion would be the rule, and a spirit of inclusion and acceptance of all people as children of the one God be promoted. We pray for those in any need or distress, especially we remember those who are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Isaac, those who have been dealing with the earthquakes around the world, those tropical storms that are forming in the Atlantic, all the challenges that come with Mother Nature. And we pray for those who are ill, who need to know God's healing touch at this time. We remember them in our hearts. And we pray for our own needs and concerns, offering them all into God's tender care. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you, as you are one with us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We all are one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, May our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in this time of worship. We are so grateful that you've spent this time with us. We invite you to visit the church's website, communitycatholicchurch.com. You'll see there a blog which Reverend Jean has been working on, some really beautiful reflections that she's written. And we are also trying to upgrade in our parish in Holy Angels our very antiquated broadcast equipment, and also seeking some assistance to defray the cost of the Blog Talk count. If you can help us, you'll see a link with a donation of $25 and over. I will be very happy to send you one of my handcrafted transformation crosses, which I send all around the world, and they are very wonderfully received, and each one, of course, is blessed to be a blessing to you. Do join me tomorrow morning at 7:30 for Connection Point here on Blog Talk Radio, and next Sunday, join us again at 10 a.m. for our service of worship. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.